Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians, by the way, that's Dr. Roy Thompson, one of the greatest preachers that ever walked the land here in America. He's tremendous. We're going to be winding down. I don't know if this will be the last. This might be the last section I do on the home. And then we'll go to the we have two more things to cover. And then that the contest will be over. I'm not saying this is the last. I might do one more of this. We'll see. I'll let the Lord lead me on that. But if I can get this done today, which we probably won't, but we'll see. Alrighty. Look at your paper. How many got today's paper? There's four Bible lessons. There's four pages there. By the way, ladies, you will get excited about this, but it ain't till about the third page in. I thought it was the first page, but it isn't. It's there, but it's going to take a while before I get there. So don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. And notice what it says there. We're talking about the home. And we're trying to have your home to reach greater heights for God. And look what I said there at the opening statement at the top there. It should say page 5, right? Lesson 4? Okay. Don't let circumstances control the joy of your home, and don't let circumstances control the joy of your life. God wants us to have a home that's happy, a home that's a place that you feel comfortable and that you feel good about being there. God don't want you to be stressed out in your home. Amen? And if you let all the circumstances of life affect you for your joy, you're going to be up and down like a roller. Notice what I put there. I feel sorry for the people who don't know how to laugh. I've known a lot of people, even though they're sick and they're near death and stuff like that, they still can laugh. And life's a long way through, and if you can't laugh, you're in trouble. How many can say amen to that? Make sure Brother Mel and them gets a paper. Thank you, Billy. Look up here, folks. I'm going to be preaching you today on a message, Oh Lord. I've had one of the most stressful weeks of people hurting that I've ever had in a long time. And I'm going to talk to you about people hurting today in my morning message. And there's a lot of people hurting today. And there's a lot of heartache today. And our life is filled with heartaches and sorrows. It really is. And we can't let the situation control us. We got to control the situation. We can't let the circumstances affect us. We got to control the circumstances. How many are with me? Look at your paper, what I wrote down to you. Don't let circumstances control the joy of your home or your life. I feel sorry for people who don't know how to laugh. I had broken bones and said, it only hurts when I laugh, you know? Life's a long way through, and if you can't laugh, you're going to be miserable. You really are. If you're miserable, then everybody around you is miserable. Then your home's miserable. We're working on the home. I'm just trying to help you with your children, with all your family. If your circumstances control your joy, then your joy will be like one of those Cedar Point roller coasters. Up and down and whoop and down and whoa! How do I know? Because I've watched those people on those rollers. Years ago when I first got married, me and Rosie went on one of them on our honeymoon. That was one of the things, place we went. I rode that blue streak, man. Man, I held on to that bar and I said, oh God, you get me off this, I'll never get on again. By the way, I've been married 37 years, and I've not been back on those roller coasters. Matter of fact, if you'll see the fourth car back, you'll see imprints of the bar. Those are my fingerprints. Rosie was going, oh! And I went, hold on! Oh, I almost I needed a Depends that day. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, I see all these little kids getting out. Hey, and you ever know those kids, those people, they're going down. Hey, you see those old people? You think, look at those old people. Hey, they're not like the kids. They're terrified. Ah! They're not having fun. The kids are having fun, but the old people that get out there, they're stupid like I was. They're terrified. So don't get faked out about all those people screaming. But notice, if you can rejoice and you can walk, if you can then the question comes, what does a crippled man rejoice in? We ought to be able to rejoice if we can walk or we can't walk. If you can rejoice and you can see, well then what does if all my rejoicing is because I can see, then what does a blind man rejoice in? Are you with me? If you can rejoice because you've got good health, what does a sick man rejoice in? See, here's what, our rejoicing should not be with circumstances. It should always be in God. So if Brother Kerry, if my rejoicing is always in the Lord, it doesn't matter what the circumstance is, because circumstances change all the time. But God never changes. If my rejoicing is in my Savior Christ, Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And see, our rejoicing, Brother Bobby, shouldn't come from our circumstances. It should all stem, no matter what, from our Lord. To be happy is to rejoice in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Brother Carl was talking about that scripture the other day, and on Tuesday, I think he was quoting that scripture, or Wednesday, and from Proverbs chapter 3. With all thine heart, acknowledge Him and lean upon Him. You know, that's what we need to do. All our rejoicing should be in Him. Amen? And if it isn't, well, I was happy last week, but this week I've got pneumonia, not too happy. Well, I'm not happy when I get pneumonia, but it shouldn't affect my rejoicing in Christ. Well, I know God loved me last week, but this week He doesn't love me. No, His love is always a continual. Amen? So, then look at the order of the home. Now, ladies, do not get mad at me. Ladies, it gets better. The ladies, the farther we get in this, the better it is for you. Pretty, at the end, you'll say, oh, I really like that lesson. Notice, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and look at verses 1 through 3. This morning, I want to show you the order of the home. The order of the home. Notice what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, verse 2. I'm in 1 Corinthians 11. I'm in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Listen, Paul was saying, I'm glad you love me, I'm glad you follow me, but I want to give you really the order which God gave for the home. Don't follow me when it comes to the order of home. Follow God. Now notice the order of the home in 11:3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is what? Christ. And the head of every woman is what? The man. And the head of Christ is God the Father. Right. So here we go. Look at your paper. At the top of the list, God the Father, right? Then Christ, then man, then woman. That's the order in the home. Don't get mad at me. Don't yell at me. Don't throw tomatoes at me. It's God's word, not mine. This is God's order for the home. God is the head of Christ, the Father. Christ is the head of man. Man is the head of the woman. Now, I put this down because I think it needs to be mentioned. In some of the circles in America, in the fundamental Baptist churches, We've created a monster, though. We have got women that are more submissive to the pastor than they are to their husband. Ladies, I note in here, when you come to church, I hope you will obey my authority. That goes well for the men, too, by the way. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't take my authority over your husbands. For instance, if a saved lady is married to a lost man, and he says, I don't want you to go to church. I want you to stay home with me tonight or today. Then you obey your husband. You stay home. I've had people write to me and said, preacher, I'm a saved lady, but my husband says I can't tithe. I wrote back, don't tithe. You say, well, God said we're supposed to tithe. Yeah, and I'll talk to you about that in the coming weeks. We're going to be talking about money. But see, here's the thing. You ladies, you have either unsaved husbands or husbands that are out of the will of God at home, because there's more faithful women than there is faithful men, by the way. When you obey the pastor and you don't obey them, that puts a wedge. That brings disgruntledness. And by the way, it's a bad testimony, because they got to see God in you. And many a woman have won their husbands over to Christ just because they submitted themselves to their husband. Because they say, wow, that Christianity really is, there's something to it. Hello? See, for us to preach it and not live it, it's all in vain. It's quiet in here. Amen? And God, notice what I put there. If a lady says to me, I'm not in subjection to my husband, but I'm in subjection to God, I put, she's deceived. She's not pleasing God, because if you're in subjection to God, he tells you to be in subjection to your husband. So if you're not in subjection to your husband and God tells you, then you're not in subjection to God. How many of you know what I'm saying? Look up here. The reason America is in trouble today, they don't have the order that God put our homes in. We've got two-headed monsters in our homes. Don't get mad at me. It's quiet in here today. I knew it would be. It'll loosen up. I'll give you a little X-lax when we get farther in. You get loosened up a little bit. Amen. Well, let me give you some thoughts here. That's a good thought, isn't it? Let me give you another thought. Talking about rulership, leadership. Let me ask you a question. How many kings does a country have? They have one. How many presidents do we have? Just one. How many governors do we have of our state? Just one. How many mayors do we have of our city of Ravenna? Just one. Now, I said that for a purpose. Look at your page. The answer to all these questions is only one. Only one. And we go along with that. We go along with one president. We go along with one mayor, one governor, one king for our country. But when we get to our marriages, we want a two-headed rulership. A two-headed monster. And two-headed monsters are destroying homes in America. Two-headed bodies don't last long. God only put one head on one body. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. And we have got to get this if our homes are going to be blessed. I'm telling you that I want you to reach greater heights for God. Until you understand how God wants your home to be run, you're never going to have greater heights for God. You need to know this truth. Even though it's not been taught to you a lot, and even though the world rejects this truth, they reject a lot of truth of God. And the more we get closer to Christ, they're rejecting more and more and more. Matter of fact, they're saying things are true that are not, and those that are not true are true. And so you better search the scriptures and find what God wants for your life. Amen? Notice Ephesians 5:18 and through 21. And stay right there in Ephesians 5, by the way. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. Let me see that. Now, I noted on your paper, wives, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, you will submit to your husband. Note your paper. Being filled with the Spirit of God comes when you submit to God's will. Submission is a sign you are filled with the Spirit of God. Someone says they're filled with the Spirit of God and they're not submissive. Watch out for those people. They're deceived. Let me give you a quick illustration. Was Jesus submissive to the Father? Not my will, but thine. Okay? I'd say he was filled with the Spirit, wouldn't you? Listen, the only way you can get filled with the Spirit of God is to submit to Him. The Spirit of God came in Acts chapter 2 when everyone was submitted to God in one accord. Your home has to be in one accord. Don't lose Ephesians, but I do want you to look at Acts with me. Hold your hand there in Ephesians. Look at Acts chapter 2. John, Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 1 and 2. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, notice what, when it came, look what had transpired. They were all with what? One accord in one place. There was a oneness. After you see the oneness, look what happens. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. It didn't come till there was a oneness. Do you want the blessings of God on your home? Look up here. You got to get this. How many want the blessings of God on your home? If you want the blessings of God in your home, there has got to be a oneness. There's got to be a oneness. A oneness of God, we want your will for our lives. There's got to be a submission. Say, God, not our will, but your will. Lord, whatever your will is, that's what we want for both of us. Amen? And so, look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5:22 says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. In other words, ladies, do it because God told you. Just like, for instance, just like if Rosie would submit herself, say, Lord, here I am. Tell me what you want to do. He said, you ladies that are married, just like you would submit to me, I want you to submit to your husband. Now, I'm not telling you to call your husband Lord, although Sarah did call Abraham Lord. Are you with me? Now, Tammy's not going to ever tell David he's Lord. She might tell him something else, but it ain't going to be that. I'll tell you that right now. But if she can have in her mind that God wants her to obey David just like he wants her to obey her as Lord, it'll sure help their home. And if you can get that attitude that God wants you wives to obey your husbands as you do him and as you would walk with him and obey him, that will help your home a lot. By the way, don't worry, I'll work on the husbands, ladies. We gotta start at block one. Amen? And so, submit yourself to your husband, like you do just to the Lord. Let God, you say, and wives, if you are not submitted to your husband, you're not submitted to the Lord. Don't say you love God and you don't obey your husband. Quiet. If you're rebellious against your husband, you're rebellious against God. I told the kids, I preached chapel Friday, and I told the kids here, hey, if you're not right with your parents, you're not right with God. I'm going to tell you wives, if you're not right with your husband, you're not right with God. By the way, I'm going to tell you husbands, if you're not right with your wife, you're not right with God either. It's a two-way street. But now we're trying to set the order of the home. It's not co-equalship. He's the head. You're the follow. I know it's quiet. It's good for you to hear these things. We need a lot of Christian ladies to get behind their husbands. We need a lot of Christian men to act like Christian men. Amen. You know what America needs today, Brother Bobby? It needs a lot of red-blooded American men. Since we got a lot of bunch of sissies today. Wearing little silk panties and everything else and things in their ear and ponytail. Yeah, listen to me. I'm going to tell you, we need some men. Amen, bud? You know, it's hard for a lady to follow a sissy. It's hard for a lady to follow a sissy. I'm just being honest with you. God said, even if you're married to a sissy, follow him. Let God work on him. And pray for him. Amen? Hello? Notice, isn't this good stuff? Submit, wives, if you do not submit to your husband, you are not submitted to the Lord. Let you say, well, preacher, he's not going to do right. Then let God deal with him. I've had over and over, Rosie tell me, I'd go home and say, I'm sorry I did that. She says, yeah, I praise God for that. I was praying that the Lord speak to your heart. See, we just need some wives praying for their husband more. Hello. And thank God for those West Virginia gals. They're pretty submissive to their husbands. West Virginia, almost heaven. Amen. Notice. Don't worry about what other people think. Well, what would they say if I obey him? Who cares what they say? Why are you worried about what other people think? Listen, my biggest concern should be, what does God think? We're so worried about impressing the Smiths and the Jones and everybody else's, and if that's your name, I'm not talking about, I'm just using it as a cliche. Or the Skivers, are you with me? Don't worry about that. God, are you pleased with my life with him? Well, boy, I'll be the talk of all the girls. Maybe that would be good for the girls to talk about you. Maybe you'd be the example to help them get where they should be. Hello? We got a lot of rebellious women in the churches. We need some women to fall in line. We need some men to fall in line too. Line up with God's scriptures. That's why America's in trouble, bud. America's left the Bible. America's left the Word of God. Notice what the scripture says there on your paper. Ladies, I put this down. Cook what he wants. You find out something he likes, ladies, cook it. If he likes roast beef and carrots, make sure he gets that once in a while. And by the way, fellas, when she cooks it, I don't care if she burns it or you ought to tell her, hey, boy, that was great. Thank you. It's my favorite. Trouble is they'll work real hard and give themselves a whole day trying to make a nice meal, and you'll come and you'll say, I ate Donut Wendy's before I came home. Forget it. I don't want to eat. You know what you just did? You just cut the heart out of her. She'll make this big, great apple pie for you or something, like Barb Brummett's pies, and no one has a better apple pie than Barb Brummett, and you can ask Brother Larry or me, because I'll tell you right now. And by the way, she won the fair contest, saying they were number one. I knew she'd win if they ever put them in there. And so, but if can you imagine Larry come up and she worked all day working on those apple pies, and he'd say, here you are, Brother Larry, I got a nice pie for you, honey buns. He said, this is rotten. I hate these apples. Fine, I won't make another one for you. Sometimes, fellas, we get ourselves in trouble. I'm trying to help you, Dale. the newlywed here. Listen, we need to, We need to deal with our wives with wisdom. If she burned the toast and gave you some eggs and burnt toast, don't go, "Hey, you burnt my toast, you old witch!" You'll all be glad she got up early in the morning and cooked your breakfast before you went to work. A lot of them say, "Fix your own." Hello? I think we really miss the boat sometimes. Am I making sense to anybody at all? Keep your hair like he likes it. If he likes it long, keep it long. "Oh, I can't manage it all the time, preacher. It's hard to manage." If your husband likes it that way, listen, you keep it long. "Well, it's a lot of work." Well, it's a lot of work, but I'd do it for my husband. I'd rather have him look at your long hair than some other lady's long hair. We got to get smarter. Hello? And then once in a while, put it in a different way. Give him a little variety. Give him some style. And, you know, I noted here, give him a new look to look at you with. Can you imagine Brother Carrie waking up and says, "Miss Karen's got up in a bun or something. Hey, that's a new look." You know, now, here's the sad part. Most husbands are like me, you poor guys. They might change their hair. You go 3 weeks and don't even notice it. Can you notice? Honey, have you noticed anything about me different? You're really pretty. Fellas, we need to notice things. Ladies, you need to try to entice your husband. Give him different pretty looks. If you find one he likes the best, wear that more. And if you find one you don't like at all, don't wear it at all. You know? And so, but fellas, hey, if your wife's got a new look, you know, you might want to say, "Hey, I like that, honey. Boy, I bet it took a long time to do that." But by the way, it does take a long time. Those, and all that stinky smell they put in their hair and all that junk, and they're 4 or 5 hours and they did just for you. Can you imagine working 4 or 5 hours to try to make yourself pretty, then the person says, "Eh." No wonder they don't have any incentive to do anything for us. Hello? I think the ladies need to be more aggressive to give a good look to your husband. I think the men ought to be more appreciative and more alert to see what's going on. I think a lot of fellows just are not paying attention to their wife. Pay attention to your wife! Did anybody hear me? Yeah. Pay attention to your wife! You know why? She's the one God gave you. And by the way, it's amazing though, when you guys weren't married, you paid a lot of attention to her. I mean, matter of fact, you shaved every day. You put the cologne on. You put the Brill Cream, a little dab will do you on. And, Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. Remember that? And boy, you made sure you were all spiffed up. You remember all that stuff. And boy, you know, you need to keep the room. You know what's one of the biggest things, Brother Brent, that's hurt our marriages? We've lost the romances. Now, Diane and Dale just got married. No doubt there's a young married couple that the romance is there. I hope 5 years from now it's still here, as much as it is today. Yes. I think you, if he said something to do illegal, I think you'd want to say, "Honey, I don't want to go, I want to obey you, but I can't go to jail." You know. I think there's a border where you get to the edge and say, "Honey, I'm willing to do anything, but that kind of takes it beyond what I can do for you. Could you ask me to do something that's not illegal?" Because I'd be willing to do that. Yeah. You know, and then of course, if a husband really, let me ask you something. I told you that we're to submit to ourselves to God, like submit to our husband like we would be to God. Would God, when I submit myself to God, would God ever ask me to do something that would not be right? All right. If a husband's right, he won't do that either. If you're taking the place of the Lord, as far as leadership, your request should be honorable. Your request should be something that you would not ask any, you wouldn't do yourself. Are you with me? Let's look on. Ladies, I'm afraid you're not going to get to the good part, but we'll see. Ephesians 5:20, wear the perfume that he likes. Live to please your husband. You know, we got wives living to please people around them, their children. You don't please, live to please your husband. Can I say something? You and your husband ought to be best friends. Not only should you be husband and wife and lovers, but you should be best friends. More than just a bed partner. I know it's strong talk, but we're dealing with something that's important in your life. Are you still with me? And I'm not trying to be evil. God knows my heart. Notice, look at the Bible principle. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands. Look at this. Then Ephesians 5:22, watch the order. Wives, submit yourself to your husbands. Ephesians 5:25, it's right on your paper. It's right on your paper there. Husbands, love your wives. She's to submit to you, and you're supposed to love her. But most men do not have loving in them. It's amazing. God over and over says, husband, love your wives, love your wife. He never tells a wife to do that. He just says submit, because women are more loving than men. Over and over he says, you husbands, you love your wives. Because your wife needs tenderness. She needs someone to hold her and tell her that you care about her and take an interest in her life. They're the weaker vessel unto God. For instance, I know this might not make sense. Guys could sleep in a garage. And as long as they're warm and dry, they wouldn't care. Women, they want to have a nice home. Are you with me? Yeah. There's a lot of things that men could do that women say, oh, my lands. And by the way, God made you that way, ladies. Don't change. Ladies, don't become a man. God never meant for you to be a man. Trouble is the society today, society's trying to make women like men. But God's put a difference between the lady and the man. We need to go back to what God says. Children, watch the order now. Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. Father, provoke not your children to wrath. Ephesians 6:8, servant, obey your master. And master 6:9, master, do the same to them. Now watch. The three categories of people. Wife, watch the three categories. Wife and what? Husband. Children and what? Servants and masters or employees and employers. How many see that? Now, in all three categories, whose name is first? The one who's to submit. The person who to do the submitting is the name first. Wives is named before the husband. Child is named before the parent. And the servant is to submit to the master. How many see that? Turn your page. Ladies, I promise you next week will be exciting for you. I promise you, ladies. And next week will probably be our final message on the home. I'll add a little bit to this next thing we have here. Notice this. Get this truth. Why? Because you cannot have harmony. You can't have unity until someone submits. That's the truth. Well, someone has to give in. Someone has to submit. In Colossians 3:18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 4:1, the same groups of people are named in order. Why did Paul write the same thing to people in Colossians as he did to people in Ephesus? Look at Colossians on your paper. Wives, submit to your husband. Husband, love your wives. Children, obey your parents. Fathers, provoke not your children. Servants, obey your masters. Masters, give unto the servants. Because submission and rebellion, the reason he's told you that over and over, is as old as time itself. People rebel. People knock the order that God wants. And that was the problem with Adam and Eve, with Cain. Cain would not submit to God. Remember, God said over in Genesis 4, remember Cain wouldn't offer up a lamb? He gave the works of his hand. How many remember that? And God said, I'm not accepting. Just do what I tell you. Well, if we want to have order in our home and want God to bless our homes, then we're going to have to submit. And ladies, it starts with you submitting. And husbands, it starts with you with loving. It's look up here and I'm done. We'll finish this next week, and I think next week will be the last series on the home, and then we'll go to the next series. I'll bring one more paper for you next week. Keep that paper. We're going to finish that. There's some real good ladies. We didn't get to your. If I was you, I'd want to have next week for the rapture. You're going to love it, ladies. I'm telling you. Look up here. It's not a 50-50. It's you saying, okay, honey, what do you want to do? And men, you ought to be praying, God, give me wisdom to lead my home. We need some old-fashioned Christian men to take the lead of our home and the lead of our in our country, too. I mean, now you're going to get mad at me when I say this, but God, I don't believe God ever meant for women to run the country. I think he wants men to run the country. And America is just a lot of problems. Because we've left the principles of God. And so, and that means don't vote for Hillary Clinton. Okay. Now you do what you want. You better. Oh my. Anyways, husbands, now don't walk. I know it's time. I hate to quit. Don't walk in your home, husbands, and say, did you hear the preacher today? I'm the big daddy. I hope God strikes you down if you do that. You're only there because God put you there. And then, by the way, you are the big daddy. Then you act like it. What God would be pleased with. Lord, you put me in this position. Lord, now help me so I don't mess it up. Amen. Brother Kerry, lead us in prayer. Yes. Amen. God bless you. We'll break for 5 minutes.